This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But I talked to somebody, a source that I have that I've talked to over the years, the last 5-6 years, who every year gets the top quarterbacks right because of the position he's in and who he's dealing with. And he said that Bryce Young is already their guy at that number one spot. He's never been wrong. So, listen, it's just one source, and he could come back to me in 3 weeks and say, they changed their mind, or the general manager or the owner came in. But I'm just throwing it out there. I think it absolutely comes down to Stroud and Young. It's not Anthony Richardson from Florida. It's not Kentucky's Will Levis. It's one of those two guys. I'm hearing Young, but Stroud seems to be a better fit for what Frank Reich is used to in the past working with quarterbacks.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Time to look at the NFL draft odds. And where I'm looking, CJ Stroud is the overwhelming favorite. And when you look at a lot of mock drafts, that is what you're seeing right now, followed by Bryce Young, and then you got Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. So, Joe, have you placed a bet yet when it comes to the first quarterback selected?
No, because I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going to happen, and I know there's going to be more movement. A lot of people that I trust that we have on this show think it is C.J. Stroud, but if that's the case at -300, I have no interest in placing that wager because I'm not sure. Would Bryce Young move surprise me? No. That's the only thing I do know, that it's going to be Stroud or Young. The idea of Anthony Richardson jumping up to being the second favorite for a little bit after the combine, I thought that was always a joke. He was never going to go first overall. I mean, those people have nice, pretty tickets. They got him at 101, but he's not going to be the first player selected in the draft, so you're going to end up burning it at some point. I'm really torn on this, and I understand the thought process of people that, like, look, Frank Reich, this is the kind of quarterback he always brings in. These are the measurables. My counter would be, well, yeah, that's true, because when he was with the Colts, Chris Ballard was the GM, and he believes in that. So is that what Frank Reich believes? That's why a lot of people are tying Stroud to Carolina and also with Josh McCown and everything he had to say about him, even though he's had glowing things to say about Bryce Young as well. So I think that's a whole big nothing. I don't understand why it's -300 right now. I think it should much closer to a toss-up.
It's crazy. Where I was looking, I saw -350. So what I'm hearing is, even though you can get a lot better value, and there is still almost a month until the draft on April 27th, probably not worth a bet on Anthony Richardson or Will Levis. It's probably going to be Stroud or Young.
You know what? This is the last that I've seen. Now, it's hard to keep up with it because there are some people that do a mock every week because they know it gets a million hits and people are going to talk about it. So their bosses want them to do more of them. But your guy, Ben Standig, who's as good as anyone, his last mock that I see posted, he's got the first four picks all being quarterbacks.
Wow.
That would be interesting. Carolina Stroud, Houston Bryce Young, Seattle Anthony Richardson, Indy Will Levis.
I mean, I don't hate it from a front office perspective, just because you get the quarterback under, you know, a rookie contract. And if you do have something there, I mean, it's that's proven to be the formula for success, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're obviously talking about a trade there with Seattle. Wow. That'd be a move. Arizona. So your Arizona, I mean, that's a good spot for them to move down. Then get like a Will Anderson or something great and move down a little bit. If teams that are desperate for a quarterback. So, I mean, that would be fun if you see more movement and the top four picks are all QBs. Because I haven't heard a lot of chatter about Will Anderson going in the top three. Like, where are these guys going to slot? Where's the top cornerback? Most people have Christian Gonzalez as that guy. Where is he going to slot in this draft? Tyree Wilson's up there. How far is Jalen Carter going to fall? Like, the Bears traded out of one, moved down to nine, added future pick. We know what the deal is with Carolina, G.J. Moore and all that. Like, they're going to be sitting there at nine, and they might be thinking for a little bit, wait, we might have to make a Jalen Carter decision at nine, a guy that some thought was going to be top two, top three overall. So, many have him going to eight, Atlanta, but that's going to be really fascinating. How far Carter ends up falling.
When was the last time we saw the first four picks be quarterbacks? I can't remember that happening.
We've seen three for sure. Usually it's four and it's like the top X picks, like seven or eight. You'll see that a little bit. But top four, all QBs, I don't know. It's been a while. So we saw in 2021, we saw 1, 2, 3, and then Fields was 11. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. How are those top three working out? 1, 2, 3. Not so hot. 2016, we saw 1, 2. 15, 1, 2. And 2012, 1, 2. You remember that one, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know that that's ever happened. And next year's quarterback draft is viewed as being stronger. 2002, it was 1-3 with David Carr and Joey Harrington.
Wow. So, I was going to say, I don't remember that ever happening with four.
1-2-3 in 1999. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Tim
You're
Couch.
Graduated high school.
Tim Couch. Donovan McNabb and Akili Smith. Two of three busts.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hmm.
99. Yeah, that was so long ago. I'd have to look all the way back, but I'm not sure that it's ever happened where we've seen 1, 2, 3, 4.
What are the odds that taking a quarterback in the first as one of the first four picks, it does seem like you're taking at least a 50-50 chance
it's
that it's going to be a bust. Yes.
It's 100% a coin flip. There's no doubt about
it. Gosh. I mean, and if you are on the right side of it, it's great. But if you're not, it's like, dang, I just could have got another, like a good defensive player or something like that, you know?
Stud offensive tackle for a decade.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm scrolling all the way back. I'm in the mid-70s, and I haven't seen it happen.
Okay, oh, so I was right when I said I can't remember it happening because I was not born in the 70s.
No, there was, okay, 1, 2, 3 in 1971. That's pretty good. The top two picks were Jim Plunkett and Archie Manning. So those teams did pretty good with those, but yeah, that'd be insane. It'd be insane. And these teams that don't need a quarterback that are up there, I mean the amount of value these top edge rushers are going to fall, the top offensive linemen are going to fall. And that's what the Bears were thinking. Like, okay, we're going to get one of the top offensive linemen looking for a tackle, maybe the top one that's available out there. So whether it's Broderick Jones, Paris Johnson, Peter Skoronski, a Northwestern guy. So there's going to be a lot of value there as far as that. That's what happens when the quarterbacks move up and they get overdrafted, and they do every year. But I also understand if you're desperate for a quarterback, you've got to take those swings.
Yep, exactly. There's an interesting story going on. So have you heard about this? Ezekiel Elliott, he's got a wish list. The Eagles, Jets, and Bengals.
Of
and apparently none of those teams are interested. It's like, nice try. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like having a wish list of people you'd like to date, but you're like way out of your league, right? I mean, isn't that what's going on right now? I mean, Zach Taylor's like, I like the team. He said, I like our team the way it is now. Thanks, but no thanks.
See, he's in the Dallas bubble. That was part of the problem. He's hanging around Jerry Jones too much. He thinks
delusional.
He's actually so good. Like, for the last couple of years, he hasn't been the best running back on his team, but he was getting played like he was. And Cowboys finally made the right move after paying Zeke all that money. But, yeah. Come on.
I just thought that story was interesting. Laughable.
So did they all come out and say no thanks?
Apparently he had this wish list, but no, he hasn't talked with any of those teams. So yeah, Zach Taylor is the only one I know for sure that laughed at it. He literally laughed at it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? I'm sure you want to go to the Bengals. I'm sure you want to be there with Joe Burrow.
I like
Burrow.
Zach Taylor even more now.
Yeah.
I got even more respect for that guy.
Get out of here, wish list. No, we're good. He thinks he's going to get
wherever he wants. I'm going to be a bus rider on a championship team is basically what those, you know, he's, oh, let me join Joe Burrow. Oh, Aaron Rodgers go to the Jets. Let me hop on that bandwagon. Oh, the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. Cool. Let me join that team too. What are you doing, Ezekiel Elliott? You moron.
He has no idea what's happening. Hey Zeke, here's the thing. Breece Hall was going to be the offensive rookie of the year before he got hurt, and he's still with the Jets, and he's going into year two. Like, that ain't going to work. The Eagles got rid of Miles Sanders. Yeah, they have 60 running backs there, and, like, he'd be the worst one. They don't want you. They don't pay.
Too.
Dude. These other teams don't operate like the Cowboys, and he doesn't realize that. There's going to be no jar for him to jump in into the end zone. I'm eating. What are you going to be eating this year, Zeke? Ain't touchdowns.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is not there to feed your ego anymore. It's time to look in the mirror and face
reality.
You
retire. You think he might retire, or will he suck it up and be a backup?
I thought the same. I was like, have we seen the last of Ezekiel Elliott?
XFL star Ezekiel Elliott?
Ooh.
Oh.
Pretty good.
The Defenders. Oh, boy. Zeke,
no.
What are you doing, buddy?
This is
BetQL Daily. It is presented by BetMGM. Up next, we take a look at the Elite Eight next on the BetQL Network.